This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're two unique guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know everything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday edition. And let me just start with this. Daddy, this is the farthest a Nebraska basketball team has ever went in the history of the school. Can you believe that? And it's only the Sweet 16. But a big accomplishment last night for the Nebraska women. And what's it been? How many years has it been now? Do you put the Big 12 football championship up there? I don't. This compares more to maybe Nebraska's run in baseball to getting to the College World Series for the first or the second time, or getting their first win at the College World Series. I don't think anything football-wise can compare to it unless you're playing for a national championship, and it's just so much different that any more the games at the end of the season don't necessarily stack up like a tournament. Back in the day when it used to be Oklahoma Orange Bowl, you had to win the Big Eight, so on.
I would certainly agree. It's putting yourself on the map, that initial run that allows yourself to maybe go after the elite players that maybe you've never had a chance to get in the past. Maybe that opens their eyes. Maybe that opens your eyes a little bit the first time you've ever had a group like this come together and take your program to a whole new level that you've never been at, Doug. And I think that when the baseball team finally advanced or at least made it to Super Regionals, the year before at Stanford, I think, was sort of like this. When you make it, I guess making it to Omaha in baseball and making it maybe to the Final Four with this team would be that initial run. But congratulations. Made you wonder early on. I didn't think UCLA could shoot the ball like they were shooting the first 5 minutes, but the way they got ahead and the way their pressure defense running and trapping you was something I don't know that Nebraska had saw before or were expecting that they were that fast. Though they finally made their run started the second half, really, and pulled away.
Well, it was one of those things where they knew it was coming, but since they hadn't faced anything quite like that before, they were going to have to overcome it, and they did overcome it. And I think that's the big thing here. I think this is a big win for Nebraska and shows that they are capable of winning a couple more basketball games in this tournament. There are no easy games left. They'll play Kentucky Sunday night at 9 o'clock in Kansas City. And we are pleased to let you know that the Doug and Daddy Show is headed to Kansas City, and we will be covering the Huskers while they are there and looking for fun times, hopefully, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with programs, and we'll be down there Saturday and Sunday getting you ready, so lots going on as we're looking forward to seeing the women play some basketball down there in Kansas City. It's going to be outstanding, and we'll talk more about the future in a little bit, but looking back at the game last night, can you believe that we put 83 points on the board? We scored 48 in the second half. Made a lot of free throws. But, I mean, we turned that 9-point deficit into a 10-point lead. Then UCLA cut it to 5 at the half. Then we took it out to as many as 19. For as nervous and as tight and as hard-fought as it seemed like the game was, Nebraska really had it in hand for moments when it looked like they were not playing. Not that they weren't playing good, it's just that UCLA was playing very good.
Yeah, I think that's the mark of a truly great player. When you look at a stat line, and you thought last night, or at least I did, in the middle of the second half, that Kelsey Griffin, you're thinking, oh yeah, she got that one putback. And then they flash it up there, 14 points, 11 rebounds. They mentioned her double-double. You're thinking, how did that happen? I mean, out of the blue, you don't think she's doing Corey Montgomery. 0 points, and all of a sudden, bang, bang, two threes, and it's a two, and 8 points and seven rebounds. It's like,
I got to ask you right now, did you find yourself, for the first time maybe in your life, yelling at the TV at a women's basketball game? Get a rebound! It didn't matter what you were yelling, but I know that's what was going on. Nebraska was getting thumped on the boards in the first half. So two things that probably brand new to you this week, Daddy: watching Dancing with the Stars and yelling at a Nebraska women's basketball game.
Fair enough. Absolutely. Hats off to both of them.
And by the way, we didn't really mention Dancing with the Stars yesterday, but I'm going to tell you what. Derek, there's reason to be watching Dancing
Absolutely.
With the Stars.
I tuned in. I admit.
I don't care.
Everyone knows why. I tuned in.
I'm not going to sit there and watch it for an hour or 2 hours every week.
It's just about a 5 to 10 minute span in there you're going to want to catch.
Back and forth from time to time, see just kind of what's going on.
Aaron and Pam. That's all I got to say.
And it's not even just those two. I mean, you can say what you want.
The Pussycat Doll Girl, whatever her name is.
Yeah, you got the ladies, and then, of course, all the ladies that dance with the guys.
Yeah, Ocho Cinco's partner.
And now you got Brooke Burke, Cheryl Burke.
Yes.
You got Brooke Burke co-hosting with Tom Bergeron, I believe it is.
How did you know that?
Because I know a little bit about pop culture.
This is unbelievable hearing this from Doug. It really is.
Hey, he hosts America's Funny Home Videos, the old Hollywood Squares. Come on, he's on everything anymore. So I'm just saying. But we're getting away from the basketball. Coach Cottiori talking a little bit after the ball game. We're going to hear from her in just a second. We do want to let you know, coming up on the program today, UNK Athletic Director John McBride. Probably going to be talking some women's basketball with him, too. They're still looking for a coach. We'll see where that process is coming. We'll recap all the winter sports seasons, and we'll start talking about spring sports. I do want to tell you that softball has already begun here in Kearney. Shadron State came up yesterday, and so they've decided it's supposed to rain. Why wait around till 2 o'clock for the doubleheader? They started at 11, so they're playing a doubleheader at 11, and then that second game probably get underway around 1, 12:30 or 1, so over or 1:30 or 2, I guess, somewhere around your lunch break. Go to Dryden Park, catch some Loper softball today. Trying to bounce back from two losses to Wayne State, who is now ranked in the top 25 in the country before yesterday's two wins. They're a pretty good softball team, and we'll talk about that. But Coach or Athletic Director John McBride, plus the coach of the Oklahoma baseball program, Sonny Galloway, is going to join us. They are in the top 25, as high as 12th in the country, and they are 18-2. Looking at their schedule, Daddy, wow, a lot of one-run wins. And not against powerhouses, against Dallas Baptist, Houston Baptist, a lot of one-run San Antonio schools like that. So maybe that's why it's such a discrepancy.
Maybe taking advantage when Nebraska hasn't this year.
Yeah, so they've been winning some close games, and we'll hear from him at the bottom of the hour. But first, Coach Yori talking about just getting that game going last night.
We obviously played better. We took care of the ball, limited our turnovers, and did a lot better job rebounding. I mean, those are the two big things in the game that we really focused on going into the game, defensive rebounding and taking care of the ball. We just didn't do those two things early in the game, and you know, they got the lead. And
as we all know, the Huskers played a lot better in the second half.
But I thought we got our composure, and you know, towards the end of the first half. But you know, they put a little 5-0 run on us, and they cut it to 5. And you know, with their two best players on the bench, you know, we didn't have any great comfort level going into halftime. But I felt like the second half, I mean, we were the dominant team, and we took care of those two things. And it's a pretty easy game when you rebound and you take care of the ball.
Now, Vonnie Turner, who had a few clutch three-pointers in the ball game last night, says she thought it was just the team needed to calm down. They were anxious, and we'll talk more about this, but she just thought that the team needed to calm down at the beginning.
We just had to calm down and be who we are, and we've seen that type of pressure before, and we were just a little bit nervous, but once the second half came into play, we got a little bit into ourselves.
Connie Yori's going to talk here in just a moment about the pressure, once that game's over, the pressure of making that first Sweet 16. One of those things you don't want to talk about, one of those things you shouldn't have to talk about being a number one seed, but obviously there had to be some backlying pressure there to get over this hump. Maybe that was part of the reasons for the sluggish start, if it was a sluggish start.
I really felt like this game, of all the games that you know we could potentially play, was the game that was going to be the hardest. Obviously, there's some underlying pressure there to get back to Kansas City and you know to get to the Sweet 16, and you're one seed, and you know if you lose in this round or lose in the first round, I mean, there's a lot of folks who think that you have a failure of a season. So I felt like there was some pressure for guys tonight, and I think we were in a lot of ways probably more relieved than we were excited.
Yeah, she was asked about if the team was celebrating a little bit, and that was kind of the response she had.
I wish that there would be some men's coaches, even at this level of Division I basketball, that would take some from these women's coaches. There were a couple of travels called last night. There were a couple of just a Lindsay Moore making a bad pass, getting a little out of control. And you look at Connie Yori, and they go right to Connie Yori, and very calmly she just says, "Slow down." You know, you see these men's coaches just screaming and yelling like a maniac, do you need to? The kid feels bad enough about turning the ball over, and I saw they panned over from my ESPN 2 on DirecTV last night to the Oklahoma game, and that's exactly the Oklahoma coach. The first thing I saw, girl turns it over. I think it was a travel there. Panned over to the blonde haired coach.
Sherry Cole.
Yeah, there you go. And right away she's up. She says, "Calm down, slow down," and I think that's all you got to do. Relax a little bit.
You're also looking forward to that in Kansas City. Oklahoma Notre Dame being the other game.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun. Winning is fun, but I think there's going to be some fun teams there. I mean, look, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Nebraska. You almost think that a football game is going to break out somewhere along the way, but it's going to be fun. And Nebraska led last night by Dominique Kelly, a career-high 22 points. Kelsey Griffin, her 19th double-double of the year. And you go, how does she not have 33? They've played 33 games. How does she not have 33? 18 points, 14 rebounds last night. She is now just the second player in Nebraska history to get 2,000 points and 1,000 career rebounds in her career. So, wow.
I don't know what else you say about her. Like I said, I thought that she really had... if you just said, Tony, how many points did Kelsey Griffin have? It would have been the middle of the second half, and I said, 8 points, 4 rebounds. She's got double both of those.
Your thoughts on the Nebraska women, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or we love getting your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and, Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Your thoughts on the Nebraska women's basketball program and the game last night and going forward and how interested you are. And I saw that one of the other radio programs in the state was saying, are you more interested in following the women or the start of spring practice? Good God, if you're interested in the start of spring practice, I saw some of the comments, you're morons, all right? Follow it. But you should be more interested in women. I mean, you can have, I'm not, my opinion is women, all right? If this is what's going on, this is much bigger than some guys out there running around in helmets and shoulder pads this week running through plays.
Totally agree.
Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're expected to be joined on our weekly Loper Link segment by the big man himself, Athletic Director John McBride at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Sonny Galloway from Oklahoma is going to talk to us in the second half hour, so stay with us.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
This is Tony, and this is Nick from Rich & Sons Camper Sales. If you missed the RV show in January, we want to give you a second chance to see our huge selection of brand new and pre-owned RVs. Stop by our spring open house now through Saturday. Take advantage of special pricing on every RV on our lot. Buy now and save big. Need to finance your new RV? We have payment options to fit any budget. So don't miss Rich & Sons spring open house going on now with the community pancake feed Saturday from 8 to noon.
Rich & Sons Camper Sales, the Midwest's best RV experience.
As you can probably tell, all this global warming has delayed spring a bit. But the great outdoors and golf await you with some nice weather around the corner. So stop by Indian Head for passes and punch cards. So that way you're ready for warm tee times on Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, Indian Head. Call them at 308-381-4653. That's 308-381-4653.
Are back in 2010 with a top 10 start dancing in their heads. Will they get there? Find out.
It's going to be a challenge, a great challenge.
John Callahan's reports from Nebraska's spring football camp come to you twice daily, 7:51 in the morning, 12:21 in the afternoon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There are a lot of great expectations, high expectations, but that's what makes it a good job.
1460 and 1550.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for a slight chance we could see a rain or snow mix early before changing over to rain through the afternoon hours. Highs will top out near 44 degrees with breezy northeast winds. I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 41.
Mm-hmm.
on a Wednesday. Next to last Wednesday in March. That means there's still a lot of madness to talk about. I love it. And, of course, with the Lopers playing softball and baseball and getting the spring sports season going, the College Store on 1420 West 24th Street has your campus authentic apparel. A wind jacket, perfect, perfect. A coat, whatever you want, a hat, a Loper hat for outside activities. That's where you want to be. Check out their huge selection of Loper gear, and you can go online as well, thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. If you don't know how to spell thecollegestore.com, you must have went to UNO. And also brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and we are pleased to welcome from the UNK campus to the Doug and Daddy Show today, Athletic Director John McBride. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to catch up with you again as we're in that switchover time. We want to let folks know there's a Loper lunch scheduled for tomorrow, the monthly Loper lunch scheduled for tomorrow at 12 noon. All the spring coaches will be chatting, and there's softball going on right now, as we said at the top of the program. But, John, obviously, let's get right after it. The big story since we've last talked with you is a change in the women's basketball program, and obviously a lot of interest in that job. My first question is, about the change in the program, why now, and what are we looking at? Where's the search at with a new head coach?
Well, just time to head in a little different direction with the program, and evaluated the program and came to a mutual decision that the timing was right to do things in a different manner and get a little bit different leadership style in place. And Carol Russell obviously did a lot of great things for the program, and we appreciate all of her efforts and wish her well with her search for a new position. We turn the page in the new chapter in women's basketball, UNK, and the process is well underway and actually winding down to where we're identifying, the short list, and hopefully we'll be, able to keep moving that search in the right direction and keep it on track and get somebody hired here as soon as possible.
Obviously, my first question is, who's on that short list, John?
I don't think I can divulge that information, but just trying to keep some of that information confidential for people that may be involved. And we're excited about the quality of the candidates. We're excited about the some of the experience levels that the candidates bring to the table. And I feel, real good about the process, real good about being able to hire a top-notch college basketball coach.
John, some places when they do look for coaches, they'll release three names or five names or seven names when you've narrowed it down to your finalists. Do you anticipate doing that, or will we not know who is in the finalist pool until a new coach is named?
Actually, that's still to be decided. I think it's a fair question. We're going to keep people updated as to what's going on in the process, but I think we still want to make some determinations with our search committee as to just how how it's going to be handled at the tail end as far as bringing some people to campus. I think it's always good to bring some folks to campus and give them an opportunity to see things and to ask questions themselves, and that's the thing about the search process that sometimes gets lost. It's very often a learning process for the candidate, too. And those candidates don't necessarily make that trip saying they're definitely taking the job. They've got to be convinced of some things and go home feeling good about the position, too. So I think it's important to have an opportunity to bring more than one candidate to campus for a visit. We've never really got them involved in a public setting for the reasons that I just talked about.
John, were you personally surprised by the amount of applicants you received?
Not really. This program is very well respected. A lot of folks are familiar with Kearney and familiar with UNK and the Health and Sports Center through the Mr. Basketball, Miss Basketball events, and it's a job that's very well respected. When people talk about it, I think they recognize that it's a tremendous opportunity to get involved in a program that is already established, and I think Kearney lends some excitement to that too. The setting, the support, the community, the facilities, you know, all those things lead to where I'm not surprised, you know, that we got the number of applicants that we did receive, and the number of calls.
John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess last question to wrap this portion of it up, John. Do you have a date? Do you have a third week in April, or the beginning of May, next week? Do you have a timeline that you want to have that coach hired by?
You know, not specifically, but I'd like to have it done by mid-April. I'd like to have it done by, you know, signing date on April 15th for sure. So that gives us, you know, a couple weeks to work with, and I feel confident we can get that done in that time period.
Well, it's we've mentioned we'd take a look at all the sports from winter. Men's basketball program, again, they're trying to get that corner turned. I'll be honest, I thought their record was better than I thought it would be. It wasn't great, but considering that they lost the Player of the Year in the RMAC Conference to Nebraska, they had short time to turn around. Your thoughts on where the men's program is?
Well, I'd agree with you. I think, you know, given a different scenario, having a Drake Baranek here, you know, when you place him on that team, probably a year that we could have competed in the RMAC for, you know, for division titles and possibly RMAC titles. So disappointed that we're never finding that out. I think it, you know, played hard. I think, you know, out on the recruiting trail, identifying players that can step in and help us and provide the players that we need to get back in that competitiveness and be playing in the postseason tournament.
John, obviously the wrestlers just wrapped up a fine season. I guess kind of a short number for them to take to the national beat, but competed very, very well there. And it took six wrestlers, I guess. Well, talk about Mark and what he's been able to do there again this year.
It's a top-notch program, respected as one of the best programs in the country. You know, when we popped up at number, tied for number three in the nation, it didn't surprise people around the conference and around the nation that UNK wasn't going to lose a step and be in the top five again. So, just excited about what, you know, the energies and enthusiasm that Mark brings to it. The quality young men that he has in that program, how tough they battle, and how proud they are of representing UNK. And you know, we've set a target on our back, and we're one of those top programs that are going to be looked to every year to compete for a national title. UNO had a phenomenal team this year. They weren't going to be beaten for the national championship, but, you know, we gave it a run for second place. And next year, you know, a year from now, on the 11th and 12th of March of 2011, UNK hosts the NCAA Wrestling Championships again at the Health and Sports Center. And I can't tell you the number of people from Omaha and from outside Omaha that came up to representatives of UNK and said how much they were looking forward to returning to Kearney next year.
Well, it was an outstanding event last time it was held here, and of course it was made even more outstanding by the way that it finished up. But again, you know, you can find out more info on that. Check out the website as well, which is new and improved this season at lopers.com. John, you kind of covered my next question about getting ready for next year's wrestling. You've also got some other events that are going on with the UNK program to try and help things out. One of them's something Daddy likes, food. You got a little dine-in promotion going here. What else?
We're hoping Daddy gets involved in these. Because 10% would go up incredibly, I think.
Let the folks know about the promotion you've got coming up.
Dine to Donate's a new program with the Lopers and in support of Make-A-Wish. And basically, you can take your families out to eat next week and help UNK Athletics and help Make-A-Wish at the same time. Each day of the week, a new restaurant will be featured on a Dine and Donate location, and 10% of all the proceeds collected between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. during the restaurant's designated night will go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Monday, March 29th, is Culver's. Tuesday, March 30th, is Luke and Jake's Barbecue. Wednesday, March 31st, is Valentino's. And then Thursday, April 1st, is the Cellar Bar and Grill. We'll have Loper athletes on hand to sign some autographs and mingle with people. And bottom line is continue our support of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So 6 to 9 p.m. next Monday through Thursday, Culver's on Monday, Luke and Jake's Barbecue on Tuesday, Valentino's Wednesday, Cellar Bar and Grill on Thursday. Know that your 10% of the proceeds are going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and our Student Athletes Advisory Committee is real excited about being able to make that donation.
John McBride joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, obviously our attention now turns to the spring sports season, the baseball off to a much, much better start than they've had over the last few years. And then I guess probably one of the more frustrating starts probably to the season for Holly and Michelle and the gang at the softball team, just to go all that way the last weekend and not get a chance to play.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And from not only their standpoint, but just the wear and tear, the travel, the you know, the expense of going down there. But, you know, Mother Nature is what it is, and they threw quite a snowstorm at that area of New Mexico, which is unusual for New Mexico this time of year. So it caught everybody by surprise, and we weren't able to you know, make those adjustments to it. They got much more snow than anybody had anticipated. So, you know, hosting spring sports in Nebraska is indeed challenging, and it's the best way I can put it. And the weather forecast changes hourly, I think, and just when you think you got things figured out, a new front moves in, and you've got some rain and snow possibility. So right now we need sun, we need no wind, and we need warm temperatures. And those are my wishes moving forward here for the weekend. But, you know, as I'm sitting here, we're already talking about, you know, potential of moving weekend series and softballs to Sunday and Monday because of potential for rain on Saturday. And we have a four-game baseball set with New Mexico Highlands at home, finally, our first home weekend in the RMAC. You know, considering we're 6-5 in the RMAC, and we played all 11 of our conference games on the road at this point, is a pretty good start. And I know Damon and his crew are looking forward to playing at home, and Holly the same thing, just to be able to sleep in their own beds and not have to travel.
Well, John, we hope to see some great action this weekend, and we'll early lunch tomorrow. And, of course, the baseball team takes on Hastings College this afternoon at Memorial Field. So a lot for Loper fans to go enjoy, and we appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to fill us in on all of that and update the women's basketball search. Have a great weekend.
Well, we'll do. And baseball's at 4 this afternoon. I appreciate you mentioning that. And Highlands brings the 11th-ranked team to town this weekend, so we can use all the support from the community out at the newly renovated Memorial Field.
It looks great. Looks great, John. We'll see you out there.
Thank you.
That's Athletic Director John McBride with this week's Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, where they offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street, with the textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear that you need. Stop by and check them out just south of the Health and Sports Center, or go online, thecollegestore.com.
Charter West National Bank. Sorry, I just had that joke.
We'll be back after this. Sonny Galloway, head baseball coach at Oklahoma, will join us.
You're running late to a meeting. You heard that one of the March Madness games is tight, yet you have no way to get to a TV. I got the problem solver for you. AT&T Mobile TV lets you watch all 64 NCAA March Madness games live. It's Doug Gottlieb from ESPN. You know, you can get unlimited AT&T Mobile TV for just $9.99 a month with any wireless service plan. Just click on AT&T.com or call 1-866-MOBILITY.
AT&T is the exclusive partner of the NCAA. Games begin on March 16th. Not available in all areas. Content subject to change. Wireless service and compatible phone required.
This holiday season, Ace is offering big savings on the biggest names in tools. For a limited time, save 20% on power tools. Names like DeWalt, Makita, Shop-Vac, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, and Skill. Save 30% on power tool accessories and hand tools. Stanley, Irwin, Crescent, Nicholson. Almost every brand we carry. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores through December 24, 2009, while supplies last. Not valid on sale items. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Remax First Choice.
We get phones ringing and doorbells dinging. Remember, no one sells more real estate than Remax.
Let Remax First Choice put you in touch with all the information about the $8,000 first time and $6,500 existing home buyers tax credits. The program won't last forever, so call Remax First Choice today.
Call Remax First Choice at 462-2525 or at HastingsFirstChoice.com. Hastings First Choice, your best choice. Remember, no one sells more real estate than Remax.
Hi, this is Doug Duda, here to tell you about Premier Rental Purchase in Kearney. If you haven't seen their awesome store, jam-packed with the best products, then I'm telling you, you need to get down there today. Do you want that brand-new high-definition television in your home? Well, you can count on Premier with their 120-days same-as-cash and free guaranteed same-day delivery. Tell them Doug and Daddy sent you and get 10% off any cash and carry or rental purchase item in the store. Call 234-1414, visit them online at PremierNE.com, or stop in on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney across from Pizza Hut.
Wall-to-wall college hoops for 3 weeks. Does it get any better?
Rebounded by Patterson for Kentucky. Out to Wall, driving in the lane. Over the defense. Wall back-to-back.
The NCAA tournament is on. Westwood won. 65 teams, only one will remain. It's quite a ride, and it's all right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Taking a look at your Weather Eye forecast for today. Look, for a slight chance we could see a rain or snow mix early before changing over to rain through the afternoon hours. Highs will top out near 44 degrees with breezy northeast winds. I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 41.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. NIT going on. A couple of things. Tonight, Collar Insider, Creighton Men are playing. They take on Missouri State with a chance to make the finals. Also, the NIT continues tonight, but a couple of exciting games last night. North Carolina's going to the Final Four in the NIT. Who would have thought? I really would have thought they'd have cashed, you know, not necessarily cashed in, but they had to win 3 games and they weren't playing that well. And they've done it on the road. They've won some games on the road. Now they're going to New York City, and that can only help them with recruiting, getting to play in New York like they do most of the time in the non-conference.
Doug, I'll just chime in there and say, I think they're so young they don't know any better. They're just playing basketball now. Maybe some of the pressure's off them. I think that could be a huge deal. So much pressure is put on those young kids all year long. They were told how terrible they were to be. Can you believe this is a group that's in North Carolina? Well, finally, all that's behind them. And they're doing other things. They're just having fun.
Seems like Mississippi's always in the NIT. Always Mississippi. Always a higher seed in the NIT. And Texas Tech sure choked one away last night. It was an exciting game, but you knew what? I mean, even when they didn't finish it there in regulation, you just went, nah, no, they're done. And they were. They got beaten double overtime last night.
How'd you like the guy getting tripped from behind and calling for traveling? I mean, the kid literally going in to try
NIT
and shoot him.
NIT games, NIT officials. But the NCAA tournament continues tomorrow with Sweet 16, and why not check it out with all of your friends at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft in downtown Kearney. And don't forget, with the tournament going on, they've got the men's game, the women's game. Come in and check out the Husker women Sunday night, 9 o'clock. Folks will be geared up, geeked up, and ready to watch that one. And, of course, as the weather gets nicer, the courtyard will be ready for all the outdoor action. Look for the start of their 3 p.m. happy hour coming soon. I could afford to be happy at 3 in the afternoon.
There
that would
you
be
go.
Great. Great weather. Love the courtyard. They do some great things out there. Always some good food on the weekends once that gets going. And, of course, the Masters is right around the corner. Come in and enjoy it on their HD TVs where golf looks even better. The Masters, April 9th through the 12th. So the NCAA Men's and Women's Tournament, the Masters, and a whole lot more at Cunningham's Journal and Loft on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, just on the north edge of downtown if you're new to the area. It's worth it, folks.
Doug, are you fired up at all about the owners' meetings going on in the new overtime?
The new overtime, I finally heard Chris Mortensen say this morning, at least they are looking ahead now that during the meetings in May they may institute this rule for the regular season. I think it is idiotic. One of the idiotic things is just making this for the postseason. Are there any other rules in the National Football League, besides that it can't end in a tie, that go to the postseason that aren't in the preseason? You got to give, I mean, the odds of there being very many overtime games anyway, at least that way the referees can go through it, the players can go through it even if they don't run into it in the playoffs, the nation can get ready for it, the TV and radio people can understand it a little bit more, instead of all of a sudden we're in the NFC Championship game and for the first time ever we're going to institute this rule.
Okay, What do we do?
Right then.
There'd be a
don't need screw-ups. We need them to know what they're doing. We need everybody to know what they're doing. And it's going to get confusing, but again, this is what the people wanted. So for the people to be disappointed now is also strange. This is what the people wanted. People wanted this.
Yeah, they wanted the other team to get the ball, like the Vikings never had the opportunity to. So we'll see what happens. But I like how maybe they listened to the people one time and maybe did something for the betterment of the game. I kind of like it for the playoffs especially.
Well, again, institute it for the regular season, institute it for preseason, because nobody wants to go overtime in preseason. They always go for two. But, I mean, put it in there and have everybody up to speed and ready to go. If you're going to play major sports, whether it's NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, whatever the sport, and you're going to have a brand new rule, don't wait until the playoffs to get it going. I think it's an okay rule. Again, one of those things that have to be tweaked and everybody has to get used to. And like they said, 1% of all games go overtime, so it's not likely to happen this year or in
minuscule.
Wow. Well, somebody, what do you get that word of the day book now?
There you go.
I mean, you can't write down the word if you already knew what it meant, Tony.
Okay.
You can't write it on your list. I mean, there's no names, there's no long words on the list that you came up with, because those are only words you didn't know about.
That's true.
Or words you just completely made up.
Yeah, there are a lot of words that you completely made up. There's no doubt about it. Well, hoping to get some baseball in this weekend, because their series got cut short last weekend at Baylor, the Oklahoma Sooners, and they are the second highest ranked team behind Texas in the national rankings. There's three of them out there. They're ranked as high as 12th in the country, and they are 18-2, and they've won some close games, Tony, including the only conference game they got to play last week at Baylor, 7-6.
Yeah, Sonny Galloway joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show right now. Sonny, how are you this morning? Welcome again.
Hey, doing well, fellas. Thanks for having us on.
Well, we're excited about it. I don't know how excited they are in Lincoln having to play the top two teams in the conference the first two weekends in Texas and Oklahoma. I think, though, they're just excited to get home, and you guys are going to be excited to play.
Well, we'll be excited to play. There's no doubt about that. And I tell you what, Nebraska played really good. Pretty good baseball. It's a tough place to go into Dish Falk and play at the University of Texas. And you know, other than that ninth inning, my goodness, they're walking out of there with a first series, Big 12 series win, 2-1 instead of 1-2. But just couldn't finish that one game, or they'd have really been sitting good winning those first two games. So probably could have been a much different story down in Austin. And we know Big 12 baseball, and that's kind of how it goes. But you talked about us winning. We've won, I think we're 5-1 in one-run ball games. We had 9 players drafted last year to the Major League Baseball draft, and 7 of them were juniors. So we the whole difference for us right now at 18-2 and nationally ranked has been those 6 games I spoke of, and the fact that our young kids have just found a way to win. I mean, they just found a way to win those close ball games, and that's probably the only difference between us and Nebraska right now. So it's going to be a great Big 12 series.
Sonny, is your pitching rotation even set for the Big 12 yet, or is still big question marks there?
Well, there's some question marks, but it is, you know, we're going to go with the same guys. We got Zach Neal, Junior College All-American out of Howard Junior College. He was 15-0, and Howard won the National Junior College World Series there in Grand Junction, and he was the ace. And he has thrown well at times, and he's been a little rusty at times, and he knows that. But we've got to not do a knee-jerk response. You know, we've got to let him settle in, because he is new to Division I baseball, and he's definitely new to Big 12 baseball, and Big 12 baseball can be pretty rough and unforgiving. So let's take care of our young man and keep running him out there, showing we have confidence. And if we need to go to the bullpen early, we've been able to do that and still find success. But we're going to go with Ryan Neal. He's been our Friday night guy from day one. And then we've got a Junior College All-American out of Palomar Junior College, which is in San Diego, for those unfamiliar. And Bobby Shore will go in the 2 slot for us. And we've been throwing another Junior College All-American out of New Mexico Junior College, J.R. Robinson. But we're not sure. We might bring him out of the bullpen and go with a freshman on Sunday, or we might end up starting Jeremy Urban, who's a senior, who's been nothing short of terrific out of our bullpen as our setup guy, if we haven't used him yet. But let me tell you, we tried to set our thing up where our veterans, Michael Roach is a returning starter, Jeremy Urban a returning starter slash middle guy. We tried to set it up where we have some strong arms in front of our All-American closer, Ryan Duke, because we want Duke to be a factor. And for him to be a factor, we've got to really be good in those middle innings to get to him. So that's kind of how we've done it. We've had to come from behind to win a lot of games.
Sonny, what do those junior college kids find to be the most difficult transition to the Big 12 baseball when they're the cream of the crop and the best junior college has to offer?
Probably the same thing as a high school athlete, except it attacks their ego more. And here's what I mean. The speed of the game from high school and junior college to Big 12 and Division I baseball, it's tremendous. And I always talk to young people, they're like, speed of the game. And you go watch a high school game after being around Big 12 baseball, and the game's just slow. I mean, the pitchers take longer in between. You got more time to think. The ball comes slower out of the pitcher's hand. The ball is slower off the bat. The ball is slower from the shortstop's arm to the first base, and you get in the pace of the game that we're in, and everything is so fast, and young men get caught up in that. And I think high school guys understand, hey, I'm a freshman. You know, I'm going to get this. I just kind of got to hopefully not be thrown to the wolves. JC guys, we throw them right out there because we expect to get it out of them now. They think they're ready, but to be honest with you, there's an adjustment. And that adjustment attacks their ego, and that is part of the reason behind our coaching decision to stay with our guys and show that we trust them, we believe in them, it's what we recruited, it's in there. We just got to give them experience a lot faster, and we're going to continue to do that and not, again, have a knee-jerk or a panic reaction. Our guys have won with this rotation. We're 18-2, and I'm afraid if I start trying to tweak and change things, you know, then you got all your players looking at you going, what are you thinking? So we'll adjust it when we need to. I'm going to let the game of baseball help coach us out and just try to keep going and get better every day.
Oklahoma baseball coach Sonny Galloway is joining us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. They're heading up to Lincoln for a three-game series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and hopefully it's one game each day. You never know about the weather. But when we talked with Coach Garrido at Texas last week, they were pitching the ball unbelievable with an ERA of about 2.1, and they weren't hitting the ball. And they didn't hit the ball very well until Sunday. You guys are hitting the ball pretty well. Talk about your offense.
Well, we have been more balanced, and that's one thing that's really helped us. We've got two guys on the corner that really do a good job for us. Our three-hole hitter, Garrett Bouchel, son of former Major League star Steve Bouchel, is our third baseman. And, again, he's a Big 12 freshman of the year last year, and he's just been nothing short of terrific. And, you know, the thing I think Garrett does in the three-hole is he lets the game come to him. If he draws a walk, he'll lay the bat down and go. And he doesn't try to be our star. He just tries to be one guy in the middle of the lineup that's helping a team win. And to me, that's a very mature way to look at the game. Sometimes your star player tries to do too much, and then he breaks down, and then you got a problem at a key place in your lineup. And then we've got Cam Seitzer, and a lot of people up north know his dad, Kevin Seitzer, played in the big leagues for a long time and is now the Kansas City Royals hitting coach. Those two guys with Big Cam, a left-handed hitter, Bouchel, right, they will anchor us right in the middle. And there's a sense of calmness. When we were at San Diego early in the year and won four out there against Tony Gwynn's bunch, Tony and his coaches even used that comment. They said, those two guys are a calming factor in your lineup for your guys. And I agree with that. I know Nebraska's had their fair share of calming guys in the lineup that you just feel like are going to come through and you can count on them in key moments. Those guys have been that for Oklahoma baseball. But I tell you, the key to our start has been Caleb Bushyhead. He's a sophomore who didn't play much last year. He's playing shortstop. He's hitting in our two-hole and left-handed hitter. He's just played terrific. And then Chris Ellison is a Norman North product from right here in our hometown. And he's a sophomore, played some last year, but he's our everyday center fielder. I think those two guys anchor in the middle of our defense and also hitting one hole and two hole have been a key for our good start. You know, they're guys that have struggled at times, but again, let's remember they're first year starters here in the Big 12 and everything's new to them. And I like the way they compete. Even when they fail, you can see the determination in their face. So there's the four guys really that help anchor our lineup, and the other guys are filling their roles really well right now.
Sonny, is it a little different with Garrett and Cameron? You say you two can listen to your dads, the rest of you ding-dongs pay attention to me?
Exactly. You know what? It's funny you say that. We Cam Seitzer hurt his arm last year about the middle of Big 12. He was probably going to be Garrett Bouchel's toughest competition for freshman of the year, and he ended up breaking his wrist and having to sit out the rest of the year. Well, that thing was slow to come back, and on our Christmas list, when my staff and I sit down at Christmas, and we look at the urgent things we got to fix at the beginning of the spring before we start playing, one of them was to get Cam's back going because he just got back from his injury probably about November. And it's funny because when he came back from Christmas break, that barrel was already gone, and we looked at each other and laughed. We should have known he was going to go home, see his dad, hitting coach. Why would we even worry about that? So I had to call Kevin and say, hey, thanks for helping do my job. But we got a chuckle out of that one. You know what? Those guys are good. They come and they hang out, both of them. Of course, Kevin's a big league hitting coach with the Royals, and now Steve Buchel, Garrett's dad, is the Frisco Rough Riders for the Texas Rangers AA down in Texas. He's managing that club. They don't get to see their sons much, and that kind of tugs at my heart, having a 10-year-old son that I had a little league game with just last night. But you know what? They come around in the fall, and they've been great for Oklahoma baseball. They just like being around our guys and just being dads, and our guys really enjoy having those two dads come around our clubhouse a lot.
Did you win that little league game last night?
You know what? We got beat, but we stepped up. We got in a tougher league because we're going to get challenged. And how funny is that? You know, our little league team's called the Boomers, and they got boomed last night, but we were encouraging them. They're going to get a lot better. I don't have to worry about that. I'm an assistant out there. I get to relax during those games. No pressure. So that's fun for me.
Are the umpires better there than they are in the Big 12?
You know what? I'm not going there. I'm not going to argue with them. I'm not arguing with any umpires anymore. My wife has already given me an earful about that, so I'm a calm guy now.
Well, it could get real interesting. Remember, folks, a three-game baseball series this weekend, and there's the possibility of a little Nebraska-Oklahoma Elite Eight basketball game on Tuesday. Are they as excited down there as we are up here, although Oklahoma's obviously been through this a few more times?
I tell you what, they're real excited, and I'm glad you brought that up. I got to give major props to Nebraska's women basketball program, coach in her eighth year. Just what a remarkable job. I used, and maybe Cornhuskers won't appreciate the Sooner baseball coach using this, I used them as our example at the beginning of our spring. I said, hey, they were picked to finish. You guys will have to help me, what, fourth or sixth in the league?
Yeah.
Six. I said, they're undefeated. I said, you think they listened to preseason when we came out ranked, I think, fourth in the Big 12 preseason? I said, hey, let's look at Nebraska women's basketball. I said, you think they're worried about what preseason and what people thought they were going to do? It's all about what they think they're going to do. What a remarkable story. I was so glad that she got Coach of the Year, well-deserved. And that's going to be a barn burner, I'll tell you that. I want them both to win. I'd love to see that matchup. So that just adds to all our festivities up there.
Sonny, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll fly safely up here, and best of luck this weekend versus the Huskers.
Hey, I appreciate it. You guys are in charge of weather, so don't mess that up, okay? We need good weather up there.
I'll make sure Big Daddy gets out of the way of the sun, buddy.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
take care.
Coach.
Thanks for having us on.
You bet. The manager at Oklahoma, head coach Sonny Galloway of the Oklahoma Sooners. They come up for a three-game series this weekend in Lincoln. I think the one interesting thing you got to look at, they are 18-2. One game against a top 25 opponent, and you can build that schedule a little bit when you know you've got to rebuild. I think they did that. I mean, their one game was against UCLA, and that was at the Whataburger Classic just a week ago, and they lost to UCLA 5-2, one of their only two losses. The other one was down at the Jacksonville tournament in Florida to Jacksonville 4-3, but San Diego State, Valparaiso, Richmond, South Florida, Dallas Baptist, Houston Baptist, Stephen F. Austin. They did play Mississippi State and hammered them, Massachusetts, and then Baylor. But UCLA, the only team in the top 25, and they got beat by them.
I don't know what the ranking on that would be, but comparatively, Nebraska has faced the third toughest schedule of all of baseball coming into this weekend.
Don't forget, the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are fed by our fine friends at Burger King, home of the Steakhouse Thick Burger. I had another one of those this week. Great flame broiled taste and 30% larger than that Angus burger down the street. And don't forget the new cilantro lime fish sandwich, a delicious new taste only at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, also in Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The last time I said good enough after finishing a job was, well, I can't recall. Because I don't do good enough or use anything multi-purpose on purpose. To free a frozen lock, nothing works like penetrating oil. Chain lube is the only thing I'll let near a motorcycle chain. And if it has to withstand the elements, it's gotta be white lithium grease. Because if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right with Liquid Wrench. Find out which Liquid Wrench is right for your next project at liquidwrench.com.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. NCAA Tournament, March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for a slight chance we could see a rain or snow mix early before changing over to rain through the afternoon hours. Highs will top out near 44 degrees with breezy northeast winds. I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 41.
Doug and Danny Show. Don't forget, ESPN Superstation is presenting Husker Game Day. It is three teams, three sports, one day, Saturday, April 17th. It's a Husker extravaganza! That's right, baseball, football, volleyball. It's the Nebraska red-white game to get things underway. It includes a pregame tailgate lunch, round-trip motor coach deluxe, with juice rolls and coffee for breakfast, then the pregame tailgate lunch, the Nebraska spring game, then we go across the street to the baseball game against Kansas, and we wrap it up that night with the women's spring volleyball game against Illinois. You can find out more details by contacting First Holiday Tour and Travel, toll-free, 800-652-1950, or you can find out all the details on the website, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Three teams, three sports, one day, Saturday, April 17th, and if you missed any of our programs, any of our interviews, we encourage you to go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Not only can you look up the Husker Game Day, you can also vote on our Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question of the day. How far do you think the Nebraska women are going to go in the NCAA tournament? Love to have your vote. Also, if you miss any of the show, anytime, you can listen to it 24/7 on the podcast brought to you by our friends at Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. And there you have it. There you have it. Anything else you wanted to mention before we get out of here?
I want to give a quick birthday shout-out to our friend Mark, who turned 40 this weekend in Minden.
That's rumor, by the way. Can we for sure know that he's just 40?
Yes, I do know that.
Another one of our pals that, you know, is 40, looks 50, acts 20.
There you go.
There you go. Also in the NCAA last night, upsets continue. Ohio State, a number 2 seed, bye-bye. West Virginia, 3 seed, bye-bye. So San Diego State is still in there. I'm sure my women's bracket doesn't look very good. Xavier edged Vanderbilt. Iowa State edged Wisconsin, Green Bay. Oklahoma 16 better than Arkansas, Little Rock. And Notre Dame was a winner over Vermont to 84-66. So Notre Dame, Oklahoma, that's the 6:30 game. Nebraska and Kentucky, the 9 o'clock game, Sunday night, ESPN2. Doug and Daddy Show headed there. Spring ball begins this afternoon for the Huskers. The Nebraska baseball team actually was down 4-1 yesterday. We got the bats going. 15-5 win over the fine folks from Northern Colorado. They'll play again this afternoon at 1:35. UNK softball currently underway against Chadron State. Hastings softball scheduled to host Nebraska Wesleyan today. The Huskers softball team hosting Wisconsin. tough loss for the Tri-City Storm last night, 2-1 to Sioux City. Now they just have a one-point lead for that final playoff berth with four games to go.
Hopefully, hang on, fellas, hang on.
So there you go. Some other news and notes that we'll pass along to you. Again, Daddy, three new sports have been added to the Cornhusker State Games. I want you to know what these are.
Jiu-Jitsu!
Jiu-Jitsu, Ultimate Frisbee, and lacrosse. Get your lacrosse team together today. We want to thank UNK Athletic Director John McBride and Oklahoma baseball coach Sonny Galloway for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow, Storm coach Drew Schenick will join us, and Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, Daddy.
Bye now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.